Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy answers the question, what does it mean to have full coverage for an auto accident?
That's a great question. It's one that I get asked a lot, but it's also something that I am told a lot by potential clients. And what I mean by that is people will call me and they've been in an accident and they say, oh, no problem, nothing to worry about. I have full coverage. And, you know, I wish I had a dollar for every person who told me that. But what it turns out a lot of times is they don't really have the coverage that they need. Whether you call it full coverage or call it whatever you want to, people are often driving around the roads of Florida with only minimal insurance coverage. It's important to know in Florida that you are only required to have two kinds of insurance. And this is just the base minimal insurance. And that is PIP coverage, or personal injury protection coverage, and property damage coverage. What are those coverages? PIP is coverage that will pay for 80% of your own medical expenses and, in some circumstances, 60% of your lost wages, up to $10,000 if you're involved in an accident, whether you're at fault or you're not at fault. PIP coverage will kick in to help pay for some of your injuries. The other coverage, property damage coverage, you have to have $10,000 of that insurance in Florida. That covers any damage you do to another vehicle or other property. So let's say you get in an accident, you run a red light and you hit somebody else and damage their car. And then you also go off the roadway and you hit a telephone pole and damage the electric company's pole. Your property damage coverage will kick in to pay for the damage that you caused to the other people's property. So in Florida, you only need $10,000 in coverage for property damage. That can go pretty quickly because a lot of people are driving around with more expensive cars, and you may only have $10,000 in insurance coverage, but you may have done $30,000 in damage. So you could be on the hook for that extra damage that's above whatever your insurance has. To me, when I use the word full coverage, what I mean is to have PIP coverage, to have property damage coverage, to have collision coverage. Collision coverage protects your own vehicle, the damage to your vehicle when you're involved in an accident. And then bodily injury liability coverage, which is coverage to protect you from any lawsuits. If you get in an accident and somebody else is hurt and it was your fault, that person will probably hire a lawyer and come after you. Bodily injury liability coverage will protect you in that instance. And then the last piece of coverage, which I think is important, is uninsured motorist coverage, which that protects you if you are in an accident and you are hit and injured by somebody who does not have insurance or by somebody who has minimal insurance. That's known as uninsured motorist coverage. And it's very important to have in Florida because there are so many people driving around the roadways that don't have insurance. And you want to protect yourself for any injuries that you have that are caused by a driver who has minimal insurance. That is what I think full coverage is. It's PIP, property damage, collision coverage, bodily injury liability, and uninsured motorist coverage.